Capital gains on migration. The rules relating to capital gains on migration of a company are set down in Section 185 and Section 187 of TCGA 1992. The company is deemed to have disposed and repurchased its chargeable assets immediately before migration. There is an exception for any assets situated in the UK and used for the purposes of a trade that continues to be carried on in the UK through a permanent establishment. It is possible to postpone the charge arising in relation to foreign assets where the migrating company is a 75% subsidiary of a UK company, and a joint election is made by the company within 2 years of the migration. Foreign assets are those assets situated outside the UK and used in or for the purpose of a trade outside the UK. This means that non-trading and UK-situated assets are not included. The postponement operates as follows. Net gains on foreign assets on migration are calculated. There is no postponement should a net loss arise. The disposal is treated as giving rise to a single chargeable gain which can be postponed. The postponed amount on the foreign assets will be brought into charge on the parent company as follows. If within 6 years the migrating company disposes of any of the assets which contributed towards the postponed gain, a proportion of the gain postponed will be brought into charge. The calculation is the gains postponed multiplied by gain postponed on the asset disposed of divided by gains postponed on migration. Note that the bottom of the fraction includes gross gains postponed at migration. We will look at this in more detail in an illustration. If at any time a company ceases to be a 75% subsidiary of the UK parent by the disposal of shares or otherwise, any remaining postponed gain will be charged. The postponed gain will also be brought in if the UK parent ceases to be UK resident at any time. X Limited, a 75% subsidiary of Y Limited, migrates on the 30th of June 2010. The deemed gains on foreign assets are Asset 1, £25,000, Asset 2, £150,000, Asset 3, a loss of £72,900, and Asset 4, a gain of £95,000. These produce a net gain of £197,100. This net gain can be postponed if a joint election is made by the 30th of June 2012. Let's say that Asset 4 is sold for £130,000 on the 31st of May 2013, thus within the 6 year period. The gain to be charged is the net gain disposed, i.e. £197,100, multiplied by the gain on Asset 4 at the date of disposal, i.e. £95,000, over the gross gains at migration. Here, on the bottom of the fraction, we do not take account of the loss on Asset 3. Thus, the bottom of the fraction is £270,000. Working this through gives us a gain to be charged of £69,350. This gain will be charged in the accounting period of Y Limited, in which the disposal takes place. Let's say that in 2015, X Limited ceases to be a 75% subsidiary of Y Limited. At this point, the remaining gain of £127,750 will be brought into charge. This gain will be charged on Y Limited. Intangible fixed assets on migration. Post 1st of April 2002, IFAs are no longer within the charge to capital gains tax. A company will be treated as having sold and reacquired at market value any post 1st of April 2002 IFAs held before migration. There are similar rules to those we looked at for capital gains tax, which allow postponement of income gains on IFAs. As for capital gains, the postponed gain will become chargeable either if the IFA is disposed of within 6 years, or if the company ceases to be a 75% subsidiary, or if the parent ceases to be UK resident. The postponed gain is charged on the parent company. In the case of a part disposal of an IFA, the fraction we use is postponed gain multiplied by MVB minus MVA over MVB. MVB is the market value of the assets immediately before the part realization. MVA is the market value of the asset immediately after the part realization.